Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Everything can be our teacher, right? You know, and that's not just the good stuff, also the bad stuff, if we can learn from it. And why is that? Why is that there is always opportunity to learn, to have any event, circumstance, be a teacher? Well, the reason is that within everything there is the essence of God, right? No matter how hidden it is sometimes, it's in there. Because when God created everything, everything was good. So therefore there's a kernel of good within all circumstances, events, certainly in the good stuff. But I've learned more perhaps through reverses and difficulties, yeah? What about you? Than I have from the so-called great stuff sometimes, because that can be an amazing teacher. Now, I've got a list here of things that I think can be a teacher for me, but add to it, because it's not an exclusive list, right? It's certainly not exhaustive. Music, number one. We often say that, don't we? Because music takes us from our head knowledge into our heart. We're not thinking about it, we're feeling it. And so we're connected to that wisdom. We can learn so much about opening and exuberance and lifting ourselves up into another dimension. And if there's only one thing I want you to remember today in my talk, and that is to come up a little higher, right? No matter where you are, I'm not asking you to climb Everest, but if you're in the swamp, get to higher ground, right? If you're a little bit up the mountain, go a little further, right? Because that's what gives us perspective. When we come up a little higher from where we were, we get to look back down and see, oh yeah, look at that. That's the perspective. That's the wisdom that comes to us, is to come up higher. And you know, we all woke up today at different levels, didn't we? Some were in the swamp, some were on the mountain, some were in another place. But we can come up a little higher, and that's the purpose of what we do in church, isn't it? Is to encourage us into a higher awareness. Because in the sutra that I'm about to read, which is just a fancy name for scripture, he says that all good things come through the mountain. And, you know, we got a problem if we're in Texas. Because there ain't no mountains. But no, but you know what I'm saying? If you live on the plains, if you live on the plains, go with me here with my analogy, okay? We have mountains. I know we do. We got the hill country, we got West Texas. But if you're on the plains, it's not just about the physical, right? It's about the metaphysical. It's the consciousness within us. We can go to the mountain even on the plain, right? Because we're going up to a higher awareness of who we are, right? So it's the symbol, it's the metaphor. That's another thing that can be my teacher, a metaphor. Metaphors can be powerful, right? I can look at a tree, and I can see all the metaphoric and qualities that tree might have. Stability, power, grace, patience, all those qualities that I can embody so I can learn. The tree is my teacher. So music, trees, mountains, a sunrise, yeah, can remind us of God's vastness. Somebody at 9:30 said ocean. There's another beautiful idea of I'm nothing compared to God, and yet I am God, so I'm nothing and everything. Right? I can let go of my human concerns and embrace the huge, vast quality that I am, a spirit. What else? What else does it for you that can be your teacher that you've learned from? What? Roof repair. Oh, my goodness. We are learning so much here at the church with our roof repair on our other building. Yes, thank you. And if you've ever replaced your own roof, you'll know. The birds and the squirrels, absolutely. You can learn so much from them too, right? From all of creation, from all of nature. Our children, my goodness, they teach us so much. I am thoroughly enjoying my grandchild right now. She is so beautiful, and she's learning so much, and she's got a mind of her own. She's beginning to develop a mind of her own, and oh my God, if she's going to have a strong will, and our children do, don't they? But that's all part of the learning. The learning comes from enjoying them, experience something for the very first time, but also to take on their own humanness, their own rightful place on this planet. That's a joy too. You know, it's great introducing them to smells, you know, and getting them to smell something for the very first time. But because of the renewing power of consciousness, we can do that ourselves, right? If we are totally aware and open, we can experience a smell as if for the very first time, or any experience as if for the very first time. That's the power of endless renewal. We always have a choice to see it anew. And that's the other thing I want you to remember. Come on up higher and choose a better way, right? There's always the ability to choose something different from the same old stuff you've done before, because God is infinite possibility. So why limit yourself, right? Why not open? There's a deafening silence here. What I would prefer is you said, yes, that's true. There we go. Okay, good. What else? Silence, going into the silence. So much to learn from the creative silence out of which everything comes, right? And that's why we call our meditation times in Unity the silence, because we want to go into that time beyond words, beyond thoughts, beyond all distractions, and simply drop into that beautiful silent place, right? Which is at the core of us, which is the nature of the universe, actually. Very quiet and peaceful, out of which is an amazing wisdom. Beautiful, thank you. Rivers, yeah. And it teaches us, again, the metaphor of rivers teaches us so much about the flow, doesn't it? And relaxing and enjoying. And the beautiful sound again. Yeah. Yeah, the gap. Mind the gap. Those Londoners are so wise, because they say, every time you get off the subway, they say, mind the gap. And what they mean by that is enjoy that moment between the in-breath and the out-breath, that moment between one thing and the next thing, right? It's that gap. And it's true, though. And I use that as a mantra whenever I go to the underground in London, is that, oh, yeah, there's a mantra there, mind the gap. Be aware of that moment of stillness between what you did just then and what you're about to do just now, right? There's a moment of stillness. It's always available. It's always happening. We live in the between times. We can use power animals as well, and that's where we're going, because I want to read to you an American sutra. It was written back in 1969, and it was written by a man named Gary Schneider, a wonderful poet. And Gary grew up on the West Coast. He was a friend of all the beat poets and writers. He was at the first reading of Allen Ginsberg's great poem, Howl, in San Francisco, wrote many of his own great poems. In the 60s, he lived in Japan for about 7 or 8 years and studied Zen meditation. So he combined his love of nature, his love of poetry and the beat generation with ecology and spirituality, and he created something called Smokey the Bear Sutra. And we are about to listen to it and to imbibe it. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready to receive the wisdom of the Smokey the Bear Sutra? Yes. All right, here we go then. And there's a little preamble here. It says, once in the Jurassic, about 150 million years ago, the great Sun Buddha, in this corner of the infinite void, gave a discourse to all the assembled elements and energies, to the standing beings, the walking beings, the flying beings, and the sitting beings, even the grasses, to the number of 13 billion. Each one born from a seed were assembled there. It was a discourse concerning enlightenment on the planet Earth. So this is the great Sun Buddha speaking. In some future time, there will be a continent called America. It will have great centers of power called such as Pyramid Lake, Walden Pond, Mount Rainier, Big Sur, the Everglades, and so forth. And powerful nerves and channels such as Columbia River, Mississippi River, and Grand Canyon. The human race in that area will get into troubles all over its head and practically wreck everything in spite of its own strong, intelligent Buddha nature. The twisting strata of the great mountains and the pulsing of volcanoes, and my love burning in the earth, my obstinate compassion is schist and basalt and granite.
to be mountains, to bring down the rain. In that future America era, I shall enter a new form to cure the world of loveless knowledge that seeks with blind hunger and mindless rage, eating food that will not fill it. Does any of this sound like modern day America to you? The human race in that era will get into troubles all over its head. And practically wreck everything in spite of its own strong intelligence. The world of loveless knowledge that seeks with blind hunger and mindless rage, eating food that will not fill it. My God. Addiction, yeah? Trying to imbibe all the good and never getting enough. And he showed himself in his true form of Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear, the Buddha. Now, Smokey the Bear was created, I think, in 1944, right, by the U.S. Forestry Service to help us prevent forest or wildfires. And I believe in 1950, they actually found a bear on the top of a tree in the midst of a fire in New Mexico. And he survived the fire because he was on the top of the tree. They took him back to the National Zoo, and he became the sort of archetypal, real representation of Smokey the Bear, right? So he is an existent person, a being, consciousness, archetype. But in this poem, he represents you and me, right? So I want us to identify with this archetype called Smokey the Bear and what he represents. And can you identify with these qualities of Smokey the Bear? He's a handsome, smoky-colored brown bear, standing on his hind legs, showing that he is aroused and watchful. See, we want to be like that, don't we? We don't want to be a couch potato, half asleep, letting life pass us by. Do we? No, we don't. Thank you. We want to be aroused and watchful, right? Awake, alert, knowing what's happening in our world, right? Paying attention. Bearing in his right paw the shovel that digs to the truth beneath appearances, cuts the roots of useless attachments, and flings damp sand on the fires of greed and war. Go Smokey. This is the sword or the shovel in this case of discrimination, right? Which cuts through all the BS and gets to the heart of the matter. And shovels damp sand and all the greed and nastiness of our own lesser consciousness. So we all need a shovel, right? That shovel to remove all the, you name it, that's around. His left paw is in the mudra of comradely display. Hi. Indicating that all creatures have the full right to live to their limits. I love that. All creatures have the full right to live to their limits. And that of deer, rabbits, chipmunks, snakes, dandelions, and lizards all grow in the realm of the Dharma, of the truth. And we could add to that, couldn't we? We could add our own names of all those beings and parts of us that are welcome to live to their limits. All shades and colors and sexual persuasions and different political parties, all welcome to live to their limits as they see fit. Yes? Wearing the blue work overalls, symbolic of slaves and laborers, the countless men and women oppressed by a civilization that claims to save but often destroys. Wearing the broad-brimmed hat of the West, symbolic of the forces that guard the wilderness, which is the natural state of the Dharma and the true path of human beings on earth. All true paths lead through mountains. And again, it's not the mountain of the outer, but the mountain of the inner, right? Coming up higher in recognition of the truth of my being. I don't have to stay on a lower level. I can arise up. I can open my mind and heart to the truth of my being. Yeah. With a halo of smoke and flame behind, the forest fires of the dark age of the Kali Yuga, fires caused by the stupidity of those who think things can be gained or lost, whereas in truth all is contained, vast and free, in the blue sky and the green earth of one mind. We are all in this together. round-bellied to show his kind nature. Let's hear it for all the round-bellied people here today. Yes, round-bellied to show his kind nature, and that the great earth has food enough for everyone who loves her and trusts her. Trampling underfoot wasteful freeways and needless suburbs, smashing the worms of capitalism and totalitarianism. Whoa. Indicating the task, his followers becoming free of cars, houses, canned foods, universities, and shoes. That's quite a list, isn't it? Cars, houses, canned foods, universities, and shoes. You know, there's nothing wrong with any of those things, because I like living in a house and I like driving a car, right? But who owns the car? Does the car own me, or do I own the car, right? If I own it, then that's one thing. But if it owns me, we've got a problem. I think that's what he's saying here. Becoming free of attachment to all these things, yes? And it having to be done a certain way. The master of the three mysteries of our own body, speech, and mind. And those are the greatest things we could ever master in our lives. It's not about mastering anybody else or even a discipline. It's about mastering our body, speech, and mind, right? To take charge of our thoughts, to take charge of what comes out of our mouths, to see that our body is a holy temple, yeah? And to be loving and rise up. We have a choice to do that, right? Those great three mysteries that can free us from all suffering. And fearlessly chop down the rotten trees and prune out the sick limbs of this country, America, and then burn the leftover trash. Wrathful but calm, austere but comic, Smokey the Bear will illuminate those who would help him, but for those who would hinder him or slander him, he will put them out. I love this, wrathful but calm, austere but comic, right? When we have those seeming dichotomies working together, then we have power. What did Jesus say in Matthew, I think it was, Matthew 10, 16? He says, be innocent as doves and wise as serpents, right? So have the beautiful flight of the dove rising up into the sky, but also be grounded to the earth like the snake, the wisdom and cunning of a snake. So if we have both working together, we have a balanced life. And it's the same here, wrathful but calm, you know, determined but not going crazy with righteousness, still calm, austere, in other words, not being bought and sold by pleasure, but on the other hand, having fun, being a comic, right? Being joyous and buoyant, that's what I was trying to get to. And I love that idea. In order to be successful in our lives, we have to have that beautiful balance, don't we? That balance that comes from wisdom, from a higher perspective, from choosing the higher way. What? Go Libras. Yeah, there we go. Thus his great mantra. Nama Samanta Vrajnam Chanda Maharoshana Spataya Humtraka Hamnam. That's a mouthful, isn't it? You want to know what it means? It says, I dedicate myself to the universal diamond. Be this raging fury, be destroyed. In other words, if you insist on being angry, you're going to be consumed by your anger. If you insist on being miserable all the time, you'll be covered in misery and see everything as miserable, right? So if you choose to reap the whirlwind, right? If you lift up all these negative thoughts, they're going to consume you. So therefore, rise above them into a higher level of awareness, right? Into that diamond, universal diamond awareness. Because if we let our raging fury and our frustration get hold of us, it's going to destroy us. So Smokey doesn't use his own energy. He uses the energy of others against them, right? It burns up because it returns upon itself. And this is true in life, I think, yeah? We don't have to be destroying anybody. And we don't have to be destroying all the negative things within us. It destroys itself when we see a higher way. It just returns to nothingness, yeah? Powerful stuff. And he will protect those who love the woods and rivers, gods and animals, hobos and madmen, prisoners and sick people, musicians, playful women, and hopeful children. I love that list too. Musicians and madmen, yes. And ministers, yeah. And if anyone is threatened by advertising, air pollution, television, or the police, they should chant Smokey the Bear's war spell. Drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts. And I would suggest now, as one, we claim that. We use that great war spell. And what we're talking about is we're not trying to get rid of anybody else. This isn't about people outside of ourselves. This is the power we've given to exterior events and circumstances, right? And we're using the power of truth, the power of wisdom within us, to simply drown it. You know, the worst thing in the world is a but, isn't it? Especially a yes but. You know, I want to live my life, but... So we're drowning that but, and we're not going to give in to that. We're actually going to live life from a higher perspective. So here we go, in one great chorus. Drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts. Doesn't that feel so good? Feels a little crazy, but it's also good. And Smokey the Bear will surely appear to put the enemy out with his diamond Vajra shovel. Now, those who recite this sutra and then to try to put it into practice will accumulate merit as countless as the sands of Arizona and Nevada. Wow. That's a lot of sand. We'll help save the planet from total oil slick. We'll enter the age of harmony of man and nature. We'll win the tender love and caresses of men, women, and beasts. We can all use that. And we'll always have ripened blackberries to eat and a sunny spot under a pine tree to sit at. What could you want more in life, right? Some ripened blackberries and a nice place to sit. And in the end, we'll win highest perfect enlightenment. Thus we have heard. Now, what popped out for you in that sutra, that very wise American sutra? What popped out? What something can you use? You could drown their butts, right? You're going to drown their butts this week. And remember, your butts are inside you, not out there. You're not going to go drown anybody else. The meek shall inherit the earth. Okay, so it's not about the greedy. It's about those that have claimed the vastness and the order of the universe, right? Excellent. Okay, what does that mean for you? You have to find it for yourself, right? You have to choose that path, yes. It comes from a balanced attitude, but it comes from that willingness, that dedication to do that work, yeah? To put it into practice. And the thing is, we put into practice the truth we know, not all the truth there is. Because if we try and wait till we know everything, we'll never do anything, right? We have to put into practice the little bit that we know. That's the coming up higher. Even if you only come up an inch, you're higher than you were. And you can look down on the inch below and say, oh, yeah, I was there, but I'm not there anymore, right? That's the work. The work is not to become, oh, my God, I can't do all this. No, do the little bit that you can. It's an incremental movement up the mountain. What else? It's fun, too, right? Smokey's having fun. Don't create your life as. Yes. But it's not going to happen because, and I've got good reasons, right? Because I don't have enough money, because they get in my way, because I've got responsibilities, because I've got this, that, and the other. And off and run we go, right? And then we'll never do it because we've made those more powerful than the thing we want to do. and they're only as powerful as the time and energy we give to them. So until we determine, no, that's not what I want to do something else, and I can do it because I have infinite potential within me. And we've seen it in our own lives, the miracles that have happened for us when we've determined that there's a higher way, yeah, that there's a greater choice. And we do it with willingness to pick up the shovel, too. Sometimes it's not about up all up here, is it, in our heads? It's about embodying it in every part of our being, in body, speech, and mind, as the sutras said. There's a lot of wisdom there. Even though it's a poem out of the American poet, there's a lot of wisdom that we can use in our lives today.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.